Hey, buddy.
How's it going, man?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm just going through songs so I can
Yeah.
sound like I know what I'm talking about. Like making a list of songs, on these albums. Maybe I'll just have to wing it. Just talk
Nothing
about the
wrong with
genres,
that. Yeah, I
because I
got
had
my
the
top 10, yeah.
good.
I think top 10 albums. I chose songs, for examples from each, but I think there's a few surprises in mine that might surprise you because some bands I didn't include.
Okay.
And one of them is my favorite band, Iron Maiden of all time. So,
Ah,
yeah,
well,
I just
here's a spoiler alert. They're not on my list either. So,
okay. And I didn't include Dream Theater either.
all right.
Well, there's
Yeah.
another one. So, yeah, a couple surprises there, but.
Good. I look forward to this then.
Yeah.
So the big news, I mean, how the hell are you feeling, man?
Anything to get me
Yeah.
pain free. I'm just kind of over the pain shit, right?
Yeah. Oh, buddy.
Getting old.
I know it sucks, man. It really does. It really does suck.
I smell cinnamon rolls. I don't even know your name.
Gonna get to that point,
Yeah, buddy. We're gonna be looking at each other like, didn't we just talk last what was it, November in that odd year of yeah. Who are you?
So it's just, I know it's just a lot. It's just a
Also.
lot. It is. It's a lot, man. But that's what it means to be at this age in our lives. Who the fuck thought we would have been like 60 years old,
I didn't think I was gonna make it past 30.
No, I didn't think so either, man. I thought, no, fuck, live Joe's liver looks like a fucking like a brick by now, or a big
Yeah.
raisin.
Does
It's
he
like
have a liver?
a giant raisin. That's all it's left.
Right on, brother. Right on.
I don't care about the new Avengers movie coming out.
Yeah.
I don't like Robert Downey Jr. as Doom. It's like, no, you're
Yeah.
Iron Man. God damn it. You couldn't find another actor? Seriously? I haven't seen Supergirl. I'm not really, I hear it's really good, but I hear it's also very different than what they're expecting. The only thing I'm really looking forward to is Lobo, because I like the character, and Jason
Oh,
Momoa
yeah.
looks good. And he made the movie th saying, I will make the movie under one condition. He gets a solo movie, but he says it has to be R-rated. It's got to be like Deadpool. I'm like, that's what
Yeah,
it should be, man. It's fucking Lobo,
absolutely. Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
I
And,
just, I mean, it was a couple weeks ago. Rob met up with me at Sandusky. Do you want to see the Masters of the Universe movie? I go, yeah, I'd like to, because I was always a fan of the cartoon. I had the figures, Castle Grayskull, and
You jerked
yes,
off
I went to that.
to Princess She-Ra?
Oh,
Yeah.
She-Ra. Yeah.
I did the same thing for Chitara, man. I get it, man.
I know.
Yeah.
And
Oh yeah. I bet your tongue's all raspy, isn't it, Chitara?
It had a lot of mixed reviews. I put it like this: if you're a fan of the cartoon show, you're gonna like the movie. If you
That's what
don't
I
weren't a
hear.
fan, you're not gonna get it. You're
I
not
hear
gonna.
Jared Leto does a really great job as Skeletor.
Yeah,
So yeah, it looks like it's
really
fun.
good.
It's like I'll just download it,
Yeah, it's popcorn fun. Not meant to be
Yeah,
anything but.
and that's fine.
But I can't believe they're thinking about doing a sequel because I'm like,
I don't think it made
see it?
that good of money. I don't think it did well.
No, it didn't.
But I
Yeah.
have no idea what's out. I just don't follow it anymore. It's like, anything that comes out, like I look, if I see it in my torrents, I'll look for it and I'll download it. But most of the stuff I watch anymore, it's like a one and done. Like there are very few movies anymore. And maybe it's because I'm getting older, my tastes are changing, but like
Right.
I'm going through all the movies because I have drives full of movies and stuff. And I'm looking through it like the movie Duel with Dennis Weaver. Great movie,
Oh,
but I'm thinking like, how often am I gonna really want to watch that movie? Like, not for pleasure. I know the movie. And to me, it's more stressful than it is enjoyable.
yeah.
It's not like
Oh,
watching The Car. The Car is entertaining.
yeah.
But I'm
Yes.
like, why am I keeping these movies if I'm, just because I don't need to have it just to have it. So
Right.
that's where I'm in the stage now. I'm going through my belongings for the third time, thinking of the things that I wanted to keep. I'm like, you know what? I don't need these models. I don't need these books. I haven't read them. If I haven't read them in 20 years, what the fuck makes me think I'm going to read them in the next 20 years of my life? You know? And I got a tablet with, and my computer has 100,000 digital books. You know, I'm like, well, I have everything that I could ever want. And so it's like, I should just start enjoying what I have rather than continually trying to buy more and more, you know?
I want to see the only thing I want to see some more movies, a couple movies, the new Insidious.
Oh, the yeah, we I did watch that. That's the final chapter or last rites or whatever it is.
No, you're thinking of Conjuring Last
Oh
Rites,
yeah, I
too.
watched that one. That was okay.
It's
It
okay.
the one that the Annabelle movie was much creepier.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
Annabelle Creation
Yeah,
was,
that
oh
was
my God,
way
that's
better.
scary.
That scene
Yeah.
near the cemetery, ooh, really
Oh
fucking creepy.
God.
But this one was just like it was a long movie and it just like, okay. You
It's
know?
kind of a sludge fest to get through.
Yeah,
But
and I watch my movies on my computer, so I just put the speed at 1.5 at least. So I enjoy. I've just lost. I don't have the patience to watch a movie in regular time anymore. It's like no. I'm gonna put the subs on and watch it fast so I can just get through it.
looking forward to the next one I want to see is Evil Dead Burn too in July coming
Oh.
out. Oh yeah. My God, the
Huh.
trailer for that. Whoa.
Well, I
Yeah.
liked Evil Dead Rise better than I
Yeah.
thought. I didn't like the remake. It just wasn't necessary. I know we disagreed on that. And that's cool.
I know.
It had blood at the end, but like it was an unnecessary remake. I did try to watch Dawn of the Dead, the remake, because you recommended it.
Yeah. No. Okay.
Nothing about it resonates with me. I like Ving Rhames, but I just found the conversation boring. I just didn't I just it When they go into the mall, it wasn't crawling with zombies, you know, like
Oh
it was
yeah.
empty. I'm like, wait a minute, no, that's the whole point of them like stashing away in this place, you know, like that was, you know, it's like, nah. So I'm like, nope, done. Well, I think we've got a nice chance to catch up, get it out of our
Sure do.
system. Are you ready to talk about these top 10 metal albums of the 2010s?
I'm ready to roll, brother.
Good. I'm excited about. I'm hoping that we can surprise one another.
I
You
know,
know.
me too.
Yeah. This is good. This is good. All right. Well, let's roll it. You ready? Oh, let's do it.
What's up, guys? This is Finality, and you're watching Heavy Metal.
Fuck yeah.
I am Montag, Master of Illusion. What goes up must come down, but not always.
This is Chop Top and keep it heavy.
And you are watching and listening to Heavy
Heavy.
Metal. Horror. Oh, kitties, that's right. Tonight, we are going to take a little trip back in time to 2010s. We're going to talk about our top 10 metal albums of that decade. This is very exciting. And I can't wait to hear what Chop has picked. So, Chop, I will let you begin with your number 10 album.
Okay. This list could change pretty much. You could put them in any category. So, but I'm just using the top 10 format with it. Because I really could put any of these really maybe in number one for 2010s. But number 10 for me, I chose Accept's Blind Rage. I'm a big fan of Accept, you know, Dirk Schneider years. And more recently, this was the third album with Mark Tornillo, who came from the New Jersey band TT Quick. After Udo Dirk Schneider left. So, but he picked right up. I mean, just consistently good material from this band from the Tornillo era. And this was 2014, Blind Rage. And like I said, it was the 14th studio album overall by the band.
Okay, wow.
But songs I would recommend would be Stampede, the lead off track, Dark Side of My Heart. From the Ashes We Rise and The Curse are some top tracks off that, but very solid album overall. Really, it's not a bad track on that album. And
Okay.
like I said,
It's
the third one
it's
with.
that traditional heavy metal, that European metal sound, you know. You got that from Germany. I remember talking about them in our episode where we did like the worst metal album covers because they were on. Someone picked that, Balls to the Wall. I'm like, it was just an ad for, it's a perfect album to talk about in Pride Month, but it was
Yeah,
just,
Love and Leather Boys, that song.
yeah,
Right
it's like,
there.
yeah, okay, man, hey, cool, do you? All
But
right,
it's
excellent.
but no, it's a very, very that album too is very solid. But you really can't. I mean, they're a band that's consistently good material. They know what they're doing. They got a formula, and it's
Yeah.
worked for them. And yeah, I'm a big fan. So
It's one of those bands that I know of and I've heard some tracks, but I've not like literally given them a chance to listen to them. It's kind of like UFO and things like that. Like those
yeah.
bands, a lot of bands that like I know of, but I never sat down and was like, I want to give them a try, And but okay. All right. My number 10, I think it was one of the most interesting bands that has come out in a long time. Because of that dichotomy of what you're getting. And this is Baby Metal. Baby Metal, their first album.
Wow.
I really like this band
Okay.
because the band is phenomenal. Just fucking amazing. Super tight, heavy, frenetic, solid guitar, rhythm section, the drummers all just crazy. I love the intense metal part of it. But then you have these three cute singers who are
Yes.
all dressed up in like super cute outfits, and I'm like, oh fuck, come on. And they are just darling, and they bring this cute J-pop, like anime, cutesy anime to that role. And I think if no other song on that album appeals to you, which I'm sure it will, I think Gimme Chocolate kind of sums up the band in one song. Like if that was the song, someone asked me, what song should I listen to from Baby Metal? Like, Gimme Chocolate. It embodies everything that the band is. So great metal musicianship, super fucking cute, like dancing and singing
Oh,
with these three charming girls. And then there's this whole weird, like, religious stuff, imagery that they use, like with the big statue of Mary, then the whole like wolf thing. It's like there's just all these layers going on, but they are like touring the world with some of the biggest metal acts who are like getting pictures with them, like Rob Halford, Slayer. Like these guys are like, are like hanging out with them and like great, good for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I think it's such a fun little band, not a little band, such a fun band that surprised the hell out of me when I saw it.
Oh, great. Good choice, bud. Good
Yeah.
choice.
Okay, number nine,
Still,
buddy.
number nine, Black Sabbath 13. It
Oh.
was released in 2013. It was the 19th and final studio album by the band. It bothered me a little bit, and many other longtime fans, because no Bill Ward on it. But apparently, the research I did when I got into was some contractual disputes and some rumors, whether they're true or not, about Bill Ward's health concerns. But they had Tommy Clufetos and played in the studio. I'm a very good drummer, but still something was missing because it wasn't Bill Ward. He
Yeah.
wanted to have that. But I
Sure.
mean, there's some good stuff on it. Let me see. I put down "God Is Dead" with the question mark at the end. "Loner" is a hell of a banger. Reminds me of NIB a lot when it started to
Oh,
really get going. And then "End of the Beginning" was the first track on the album. So yeah, there's some good stuff on there. I know the band were very after it was released, not too happy with it. I know they did not like working with Rick Rubin, who produced it. So yeah, that was kind of like a conflict with them. But God, I think it was up for a Grammy. It might have won a Grammy that year. For best metal album and other awards and stuff. But yeah, it's pretty solid. I Rubin's hit or miss as a producer for me. I think the production, like on Danzig's albums, fantastic, the first one. He's worked with Slayer. I think he's done some fine stuff there.
Yeah.
But when he did Metallica's Death Magnetic album, whew, that's just, it was a sloppy production. It
It's
was
a,
just
I've only
it's
heard two
too loud.
tracks on the album.
It was too loud.
Oh,
It
well,
was just
that's just
like, geez.
that's modern music. They push the threshold and like the very vocals are buried. Like if you listen to an album like Permanent Waves, everything is mixed at a level that everything you can hear everything beautifully. The vocals are strong. Every instrument is heard. There's enough room for it to breathe. But now the modern thing is to just push everything to the limit and make like a wall of sound, and it's oversaturating to our old ears.
Right, right. Yeah, it's just like,
would you like to join me on the porch for some Pepperidge Farm and lemonade?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
But I don't. Yeah, that's right.
I'm getting off topic with that Metallica Death Magnetic, and that's a great album to me. I was like he said, it's like the closest thing they came to their heyday.
It's the best album they've had in a decade.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And so, but that production kind of just like, man, yeah, you better have really strong speakers to support it. It's just so over. Yeah. Too much.
No, I get it, man.
Anyway, I was okay with the production on it, but just the no Bill Ward and stuff, but it's still a pretty strong album, and it's Sabbath, so I'm not going to have Black Sabbath on, you know. For me, it's one of my favorite bands, so yeah.
I get it. Well, my number nine is also a return of a classic band in its original lineup. It brings a lot of good memories back with it, you know. This is Van Halen, A Different Kind of Truth. Okay. The Return of Roth. It's old school Van Halen, and that's because these songs were written way before. They were not new songs, so that's why they sound good. It's none of that Van Hagar stuff. Now, when I saw them with Van Hagar in 88 at the Monsters of Rock Tour, phenomenal show, high energy. It was like drinking 15 cups of sugary coffee. But the band just sounded different. He just brought different sensibilities, and those albums are really not that good. It's just too poppy. When I hear a song like Dreams, it's like, really? It's just not Van Halen, you know?
No.
But this album sounds like old Van Halen because it is old Van Halen. So like songs like She's the One or She's the Woman, Chinatown, Bullethead, just it covers that era. So if you want to listen to like elements of like Diver Down and 1984 and Fair Warning, you're going to hear that on this. And then there's some like the David Lee Roth, like some of the DLR band stuff. I kind of hear that too in there. So I just think it's a really good album, the best album they had done in a long time. And it was nice to hear Roth and to go back and listen to like Eddie playing what he could do, you know?
Yeah. It's unfortunate that, you know, and I agree with you because Ross back, and you can tell it's old school. But apparently, you know, the live, it did not work out. It was a shortened tour. It got back to their old fighting in ways or whatever.
Yeah. Roth is hard to deal with, and the brothers are hard to deal with.
Yeah. Ross was not good live.
No, he's singing now. He's on tour, but I don't know if it sounds any better.
No, he's got like his bandmates, the guitar player and bass, but they sing most of the verse parts for Roth.
Oh, okay.
I've seen some clips. I'm like,
yeah. Well, I mean, hey, the guy's like, in his 70s, right? 77. Yeah. Now, speaking of another 70-year-old singer, 72-year-old Geddy Lee, they're on tour now with Annika Niles, killing it. I've seen the videos. I'm like, it just does my heart good. I've watched it. You know?
Right.
It's not Neil Peart.
Geddy's sounding phenomenal too.
He went to a vocal coach and learned how to sing again. Because he knew that the ravages of time on his voice, has been a decade since he sang.
Sure.
And he learned techniques because I think he sounds better than he did a decade ago. You know, when they were singing songs that I like, they open with Xanadu. I'm like, oh fuck, that's amazing. I saw them play Xanadu the very first time I saw them on the Presto tour.
Nice.
But to open with that and to hear them hit those highs, I'm like, oh my God, you sound phenomenal. You know? And that's what happened. He went to a vocal coach and learned some techniques.
Okay.
I'm like, great. So
while
I really did have a lot of mixed feelings about seeing Rush without Peart, I'm so happy. My heart is full seeing those guys on stage. They're obviously having a good time. Annika's a wonderful fit, you know. Oh. So I now wish I had gotten tickets for the Cleveland show, but that's okay, man. It's okay. I'm glad that I know friends who are going who've never seen Rush and they never thought they would. I'm like, well, great. You're going to have a great time. And the fact that they have four revolving set lists. Oh, that's amazing. Love that. Yeah. And I, Annika Niles kept on coming up in my Facebook feed, like add friend. I'm like, yes, I still want to be your friend.
Yeah.
But I did reach
My,
out to her. I just
yeah.
texted her and just said,
My happy
hey,
metal board.
I said, I just said, you're doing a great job and it's so wonderful that you're doing great. And that's all I said. I thought if she gets back with me, then I can
Yeah.
say, by the way,
I
yeah.
have a little side thing, me and my buddy Chester.
Yes,
Would you
yes.
like to be on Heavy Metal Horror, Miss Niles? Yeah.
Now, you two have two musician friends. I believe their names are what are they, Gary and
Alex and
Alex? Ah, yes.
Gary.
Perhaps they would like to come on as well. Then I'll just
Right.
cry. I'll just really just cry a
Give
lot. I'll just say,
me a
"You
question,
take
bud.
it,
Set him
chap.
free.
I can't answer this question."
Right. Oh, that's great, bud.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Number
Number
eight.
eight. Number eight, I chose Death Angel, The Evil Divide.
Oh.
It's their eighth studio album, 2016. I think it's just this was the, let me see, pretty strong material. They're another band that has consistently strong material,
Yeah, I didn't
and
think
they
they were
took a
making new
hiatus.
music. I mean, well,
Yeah,
a decade ago, but still.
and they took they took a hiatus for a while after their third album, Act Three, which I had. There's some kind of bad bus accident they had or something as a band,
Oh, wow.
and so they took a long hiatus after that. I don't think anybody perished. There were some injuries though and stuff, but it was pretty traumatic.
Wow, that's
And
terrible.
then they came back. Gosh, was it early 2000s? And they haven't looked back since. And they've had the same lineup now with them since 2010, I want to say.
Oh, okay.
2009, 2010. And they're phenomenal. I mean, and they're strong material. The same lineup started with the album Relentless Retribution, which I'm a big fan of as well. So yeah, you go on anything from when they return, anything at all, really. I'm a fan, so I'm
Yeah,
biased.
they're a good band.
But I
Yeah.
would put tracks I would take off this album would be The Moth, Lost, and The Electric Cell. So this is yeah, very strong release. Highly, highly
Okay.
recommend.
You
And
make me want to get more into Death Angel again. I've not really listened to them for a long time. And every time you talk about them, I'm like, oh, fuck, you know, I got to really
and
get
her
back
last
in.
album, Humanicide, 2000, when was that? God, that was 2018, I think. Yeah, I think so. They won a Grammy for it for Best
Oh,
Metal.
that's awesome.
So,
Okay. Yep. You're making me want to go listen to it now, Chop. That's your fault.
you're welcome.
We should just, you know, invite them on the show. You know,
Absolutely.
why not?
Love it.
Death
Oh my
Angel, if
God.
you're out there, come on in.
I'm hanging my horn. Yeah.
My number eight, as I remember Dreadbull saying that this might be the best metal band name of all time. It was one of our favorite singers from Rigor Mortis, Bruce Corbett's band, War Beast.
Oh, yeah.
And that they only have one album that I know of. Because you know Bruce passed not too long after that. But fuck, it's an album called Destroy. Jesus Christ, it's a ripper. It's like taking all the best, like it's a more aggressive rigor mortis, but not trying to be funny. You know, like no leaning into the humor. It's just like we are going to destroy. We're going to fucking rip you to pieces. And it sounds great to hear Bruce in that angry. You know, I put your angry eyes in. You know, it's got him in that mode. But what a phenomenal album, top to bottom. Whole album is a shredder.
Absolutely.
I'll just pull out Cryogenic Thaw out, the opening track, and then Destroy. Those are both really, really good. But if you like aggressive, like heavy, brutal, fucking fast metal, and you like the sound of rigor mortis, then you will certainly love War Beast.
That's excellent. I forgot about those guys.
Yeah.
Not intentionally, because I love that release too.
Yeah. Well, I was in my car and I got thumb drives with all kinds of music and it was just kind of scrolling through what was on this one because, you know, they're not marked or anything. So I just put it in. I was going through, I'm like, because it has rigor mortis on there too. I'm like jamming rigor mortis. I'm like, oh, there's War Beast. Oh, fuck. Let's listen to that. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. I had forgotten how good it was. Like, okay, fucking War Beast, man. Yes, you are killing it. Yeah.
Choice,
All
bud.
right. Number seven, chap.
Number seven, one of my favorite bands of all time. I know you're a fan as well, but Fate's Warning, Theories of Flight, 2016. is second to the last album for them as of to date. Long Day, Good Night, I think it was the title of the last one. I wish they haven't officially made clear what they're going to do yet, but I'm pretty much, for all intents and purposes, I'm going to say Fate's Warning's over. But strong album, and it's their 12th studio album overall. Tracks I would recommend: the opener From the Rooftops, Seven Stars, the second song, and The Light and Shade of Things is fucking epic. So this is from top to bottom. This is one of my top five favorite Fate's Warning albums of all time. So what, Theories of Flight.
Theories of Flight. Oh, I have it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't listened to it. The Ghosts of Home is the last one I have, that 2018. That's the last one that I have on here on my
computer. Yep, that's on there. Yeah, really good.
Ghosts of Home. Okay. Nice. Excellent. Yeah, I like Fate's Warning. I remember seeing them with Dream Theater and Queensryche.
What a bill.
Yeah. I wish we'd gotten there earlier. We could have seen all of Fate's Warning set. I felt bad because we missed most of their set, but still really good.
Oh yeah.
Well, my number seven is also a band that we got to miss. It was really the main reason why we went to the show. I don't know if you remember, we went to a show at Nautica. Falling Down. Because the opening act was supposed to be Wasp.
Wasp, yeah.
But you know, I think it was Dio. I think Dio played, which was great. But he looked really
sick. Unknown that did last minute. Then that was Dio, and then it was made.
But he looked frail on that one. I could tell, like, he had lost weight, and I knew he was sick, but he still gave a hell of a performance. So my number seven is Wasp, Golgotha, their last studio album.
Oh, yeah.
I really like the new Wasp sound. Like, they hit, like, Headless Children was, like, a transition album. Then they kind of moved into, like, Wasp Mach 2, kind of like Deep Purple Mach 2. Or Spinal Tap Mach 2. closer to Spinal Tap. Without the artistry, but their lyrical style changes, you know, more or less, because some of that was because Blackie Lawless found religion, and so they, you know, we weren't singing, you know, Fuck Me Like a Beast anymore. But he starts writing about other more issues, and Golgotha I thought was really, really good. Strong songwriting, and like, I think Kill Fuck Die has a, like, the opening track, once I got past the whole, dun, 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 dun. I'm like, oh no, then it, like, kills. I'm like, oh fuck, that's amazing. But I really like that Wasp era. I like the ending era. I like that, you know, those 10 years where they have changed their sound a lot, and not everything missed. Like, Wasp for me, like, there's a lot of good stuff and some crap, you know.
Yeah.
It's like throwaways, you know, but this is a solid album. Like, Scream,
for me,
Shotgun are both really good.
Yeah. For me, I, you know, the Wasp era is defined, I'd say, from a self-titled through the Crimson Idol. That era right there is just, you want, it's not a turd in the punch bowl. That whole catalog right there is just tremendous. But yeah, the recent, I agree, Golgotha is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm anxious to see what Blackie comes up with next for another studio album.
So. Yeah, I hear he's also very difficult to work with. So
I heard that too.
A little bit of an ego problem.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah, don't ever ask Chris Holmes what he thinks of Blackie.
Oh, I've read it. It's like, he has nothing good to say about him at all.
No.
That's disappointing, because they, you know, I liked that era of Wasp. I still, just the other day, I was listening to Live in the Elect, or was it
Live in the Raw?
Live in the Raw.
Oh my God!
I still love that album. It is so bad. The music is so simple, just bar chords. No. You know, and there's no melody. There's no like no.
Amazing. No. It rocks.
The drummer, like, I could teach a monkey to play those drums, you know. Scream until you like it. It's like, okay. So it's not meant to be music to go, yeah, I want to aspire to that. It's just party rock in a way, you know.
Yeah. Suck me, eat me raw.
That's my favorite.
Fucking just, great, dude.
And just the lyrics are like, fuck, man, I never thought about writing that. I mean, I was trying to be artist, like, when I wrote songs like Head Cheese for the pigs, you know, like, give me head cheese, baby, give me head cheese till I come cheese whiz. That's more my style. Judy Jetson is a slut, you know, that's more what I'm doing. Not like, suck me, eat me raw on your knees. I'm like, because I'm never thinking some girl wants to suck my dick, you know, it's like, that never enters my mind. Like, what? No,
son of animal. This is.
Did she lose a bet? Yeah, Manimal's hilarious. Yeah, it's like, oh man. Just the drinking blood. I mean, they're trying so hard to be like Kiss, but push it further with the drinking blood and the buzzsaw cod piece. I'm like, that's, that's what I want to see that. And like, you're not going to get
Hell
that
yeah.
anymore. You're not going to get that anymore. But anyway, so
Great,
Wasp,
great choice. Yeah.
suck me, eat me raw. I
Yeah.
think I might make that my ringtone. I think going. I think that might be good from now on. Who's
Excellent.
calling? Oh, it's Chop Top. Oh, suck me, eat me raw.
That's a song. Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
We are up to number six
Oh,
already, Chop
number
Top.
six. I'm
Yeah.
going to go with Judas Priest, Firepower. This is their
Uh-huh.
18th studio album. I happen to have their entire discography. Here's a surprise face.
Wait.
tracks I go with is Lightning Strike, Never the Heroes, Rising from Ruins, and No Surrender. And this is a top five Priest album. It's that
Wow.
damn good.
Wow.
And that's a lot to
Okay.
say for me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Including their last one, that's in the top five for me too. I mean, it's just
What was the last one before this?
This was in this
Or
this one
last one?
after this one was Invincible Shield.
Okay. I think I have
Really
to
good.
get some more Priest stuff. I think the last thing I
Really
got
good.
from them was Nostradamus. And that was a
We got
disappointment.
but this is their second album with Richie Faulkner on guitar,
Okay.
who replaced Ben Tipton. No,
Yeah.
excuse me, it was originally KK
Right.
Richmond. Yeah, it's
Who's got
my
his
first
own
album.
Judas Priest band going? Now, what happened there? That's what, see, I don't know why they split. Do you know what was going on?
I think I don't know. There was just they weren't just getting along or something, and KK just wanted to get out.
Okay. Because
And
he's still playing Judas Priest music, but with,
yeah, KK's Priest, which those are two
right.
solid releases as well.
Oh, they
Those
have albums.
albums.
Oh, I didn't know they had new music. I didn't know they had original albums. Oh,
With
because Ripper Owens is
Ripper
singing
Owens
for
on
him, right?
vocals. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, we all know how good
So
he is. So,
yeah.
okay.
And but this is the second album with Richie Faulkner, and I'm gonna tell you what, Montag, this Richie Faulkner, how this guy is not a fucking guitar legend right now, I do not know. It's not only his Priest work and his writing and his tone, his style of playing. It's he's also got another band called Elegant Weapons. I got both their releases. Surprise. But
Wait.
it's more like it's not Priest, but it's
Okay.
more like traditional rock, hard rock, bluesy some places too.
Okay.
And his solo work is just so fluid. It's just soloing. It's unbelievable. And ironic thing about it, his father-in-law is George Lynch of
Oh.
Dokken.
Wow.
He married George Lynch's daughter,
Oh, that's
so they have
crazy.
a kid
Okay.
together. How can you imagine that? How you can just get together your father around? Yeah, you want to just jam some? Sure, we're
That's
two,
cool.
legendary guitar players, just fucking rock
Yeah.
to anything.
Well, I
That'd be
saw
amazing.
Dokken at the 1988 at the Monsters Rock.
Right.
And George Lynch, I felt bad for him because he couldn't leave his pedal board. He had this immense array of pedals, but he couldn't do anything. He'd sit there just tap. He's playing and tapping. I'm like, you're fucking trapped. You
Yeah,
can't enjoy yourself. I
the
guess
moment.
now it'd probably all done like via computer, all automatic, shit like
Right.
that. They probably have it programmed, So you can just walk around and do whatever, but
But
huh.
yeah, Richie Faulkner is a tremendous player. Get a chance to check out Elegant Weapons too. Their new album is called Evolution. And he's with Ronnie Romero is the vocalist who does a lot of projects for like Frontiers bands and all this stuff. And I got some of his other stuff, works he's done. Tremendous vocalist. Just really solid all around. There's anything he's on. So I think he played with the Gravedigger
Oh,
for some
okay.
years. He
Yeah.
came over from Gravedigger to fill in the void from KK for
Oh, I like
Priest. So,
Gravedigger. Yeah, they're fun. Oh,
so
nice.
yeah, Judas Priest, Firepower.
Okay. My number six is also with a band that has lost an integral member. This one's the singer who's also formed his own band and has released the third album of Operation Mindcrime. This is Queensryche, Condition Human.
Oh yeah. That was a great album.
I love this album. I didn't really want to like, I wanted to take Jeff Tate's side, but I don't know. Everyone else seems to think that he was the problem. It very well could be. I felt bad that they broke up. Neither has been the same without the one. And of course, to be honest, Queensryche was never the same after Chris DeGarmo. They just weren't.
That's true. True. Yeah.
But this album sounds like classic Queensryche to me. It's a really nicely polished album, and Todd LaTorte is a fucking phenomenal singer. I mean,
Yes.
sounds just like Jeff Tate.
Right.
So, but because they've been hit and miss their releases. The last album I thought was pretty bad. Their first album was okay. This album was really good. So it, but
Well,
of
their
the,
last album, Digital Noise Alliance, is fantastic. That's the
oh man,
closest to
that
the true
one.
Queensryche.
Oh, see, that
That's
one I don't think
the
I've
you're
listened to
thinking.
yet.
Yeah, you're thinking of. I know what you're
The
thinking
one
of.
before it.
Yeah, the one before that. Yeah, the one before Digital Noise Alliance.
I
Yeah,
know
that
I've
one. Yeah,
got it. I'll check on my computer here. I know I have it. Now I have to find out what it is now.
but that's great. Digital Noise, fantastic album. I wish people would be more
The
accepting.
Verdict.
The Verdict, yes.
Yeah, that one's no good. Right. I think, and I also like Frequency Unknown too. It's the Jeff
Works.
Tate album. Yeah, I kind of like it. It doesn't sound like
Okay.
Queensryche at all,
All right.
but it's a Jeff Tate album. But I like some of the tracks.
I
So,
wish people would give them more of they let go of the getting back together Tate shit. Just let it go. They're two
yeah,
separate, it's
that's
been
right.
forever and a day.
Yeah,
And
there's
Todd
only two
LaTorre is
original
great.
members.
And Todd
Eddie
LaTorre is great.
Jackson. Yeah, Eddie Jackson and
Michael Wilton.
Michael Wilton are the only
Yeah.
two original players. So it's like,
And
it doesn't matter.
Todd LaTorre, I got his Rejoice in the
Is it
Suffering.
Latorre or Latorte? Did I say the wrong name? Did I say
LaTorre. Todd
Latorre? Oh,
LaTorre,
okay.
yeah.
My apologies, Todd.
He
Please come on the show.
Rejoice in the Suffering. His name is Solab. Highly recommend that.
Okay.
Really, really strong stuff. He does all the drums on it too. He's an accomplished drummer
Oh.
too.
Well, I know that was
And he has
part
a
of the problem.
phenomenal
They had
drummer.
a struggle with drummers. They couldn't get one. And Scott Rockenfeld, who was just like gone for a decade and like didn't tell anyone, he just like
Yeah.
dropped off the face of the planet. He has now resurfaced. He's also coming up in my Facebook feed. It's like,
Wow.
add him for a friend. I'm like, I'm afraid to, but maybe I will.
And the ironic thing is the Verdict album, Todd LaTorre did all the drum work on that album as well for the
Oh,
studio
really?
release.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. The drums, the sound of that, those albums, the drum, everything sounds overproduced. The drums have that, they don't sound like real acoustic drums. They sound like they're being played through triggers. It just, the sound, I think, has become too overly, overproduced. It's become sanitized, but yeah, that's one thing. I listen to that shit. I hear the drums. I'm like, oh, come on, man. Make it sound like you got a real fucking drum set. Or maybe he doesn't. Maybe he was playing electric drums. Like the drummer for
And Jeff,
Jeff Tate. Jeff Tate had like an electric drum kit. I'm like, what are you doing playing? Really? You're not. But I thought, well, setup is a lot easier. Fuck. You can carry the
well,
drum kit by yourself and
I admire, I like Jeff Tate. I like Jeff Tate's era stuff, his work. But to be honest, he cannot do the higher range stuff. And LaTorre hits it on the fucking head.
Well,
I've seen him live a
there's
couple
a
times.
huge age difference for one. I
All
mean,
right. Okay.
that's,
Yeah. That's
yeah.
true.
In
I keep that
20
in
years,
mind.
LaTorre might not be able to hit those notes.
That's true. That's true. Keep in mind.
Yeah.
But, I just wish people would give the Queensryche with Todd LaTorre more of
Yeah.
a
It's
chance.
like,
They're
hey,
just.
that happens. It's like, I still like their music and I listen to what they put out. And I said, it's been a mixed bag, but yeah. But Condition Human is a really
Great
phenomenal
choice.
album. Yeah.
Great
All
choice.
right. Ooh, we
Top
are
five.
halfway through, kiddies. Yes, all this entertainment for free. Although we can consider Patreon, so don't worry about that. All right, Chop. If we had enough content, we could do Patreon. Okay, your number five.
All right, one of my all-time favorite bands, another one is Lamb of God, Sturm und Drang. It's their seventh album. It's a phenomenal album. Really big fan of this.
I didn't know you like Lamb of God.
Oh, fuck yeah. Big
Really
fan.
cool. Okay.
And let me see. Songs I recommend, Still Echoes, 512, which is actually, apparently that's written about, 512 is Randy Blythe's cell number when he was in prison for a while for, I think it was like Poland or something.
Okay.
He was falsely accused of the death of a fan and the crowd got stamped to death or something like that. And that got eventually, he was released and thrown out or whatever that was all through. But yeah, he had to spend like 3 months in a fucking Polish prison or something.
Wow.
And then Overlord is another song, which was a
Okay.
different for them. It was slowed down. It was a slower take on stuff, and still just a slamming track. But yeah, Sturm und Drang by Lamb of God.
Okay.
Highly recommend it. But I'd recommend it. Their new album too has been fucking phenomenal.
Really?
It's really sounds fresh. The drummer is like Art Cruz is his name. He came from another band over. I forget where he came from, but he really like the last two albums sounded like, yeah, his drum. Yes, he's a good drummer, but really coming to his own on this.
Okay.
On the drum sounds really sounds
Huh.
spectacular. But yeah.
I have never listened to Lamb of God. I know I've heard parts of their music. There's something that made me say, because
not for you.
It's almost like, well, who's the ones who wear all the goofy masks and the
Oh,
jumpsuits?
Slipknot.
Slipknot. It's kind of that style of metal, that
Yeah.
new NU metal. But I may have to give them another, a listen to. But it was just the initial impression.
Lamb of God. I mean, their early stuff is fucking brutal. I'm
Okay.
not gonna kid. It's border more death metal.
Oh, all right.
But this, as they progressed on, they got more groove oriented, groove metal.
Oh,
They got
okay.
A groove to it, and the riffing and the musicianship is just fucking
Okay.
superb.
Well, I like a
So,
good groove. So,
yeah.
all right. Okay. I'm gonna go and I'll find somewhere. I'm sure. Give it a listen.
I saw them a couple years back, and it was with Mastodon. Both were celebrating 20th year
Okay.
anniversaries of
Yeah.
Leviathan album from Mastodon and Ashes of the Wake by Lamb of God. And holy fuck, what a show that was!
I saw
They awesome.
Mastodon before they were popular, and
Love Mastodon.
they came to Cleveland as part of like the World Series of Metal kind of thing. I was there with one of my friends, and also that was when the local Cleveland version of Slipknot, Mushroomhead,
Mushroom head.
before they started wearing Slipknot stuff, it was just them. They played it, and it was fine. It was good to see them, but Mastodon played very that drudging, repetitive. It was like it was good on the first song, but after eight of those songs, I'm like, no, play me something different, please. But then that was really early on, so they may have changed. I just don't know enough about them.
They progress too. They're more progressive metal band than anything else anymore.
Okay.
But not progressive is like a la Dream Theater kind of
Yeah.
progressive. Just it just some of their note choices and I'd say some of their tempo changes, time signature changes and stuff.
Yeah.
They do that very well. And the
Okay.
riffs are incredible. So,
All right, cool. Well, another band I have to give a listen to now. I have to really honestly like it's okay, we're gonna listen to them, Montag. Let's go.
I don't think you'll care for maybe the earlier stuff. It's
Yeah.
pretty fucking
I like
rough.
death metal in small doses, like a song or two. Like I don't want to sit and listen to Cattle Decapitation, like a whole album of that. I could not do that. It's like
Well, it's like we talked about sort of like Carcass. Anything
yeah.
pre-Heartwork, I really don't care about. I don't care for.
It's
It's just
it
it's too
yes.
much.
Symphonies of Sickness and I had that on cassette. It's
God.
like it's almost well it's you can't
It's
understand
almost
what's going on.
unlistenable. Yeah, I'm
Right.
like.
It's just this wall of blur. But like with the band Death, because their really early stuff is brutal like that too.
Oh, hell
But
yeah.
then they began changing and became more this technical death metal band. Like
Yeah.
and then Carcass did the same thing, but yes. Heartwork and Beyond and Current, that's the era for me. So I get it, man. But I was still, I saw that, I had that cassette, and I think it
I
was,
remember
I
you
don't,
did.
yeah, it was in red, like red cardboard.
Yep.
I think it was like maybe they were put it out themselves or someone had, like, it was a giveaway or something. But I just looked at the song titles. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this is awesome. I've never heard of anything like that. I'm like, yes, was it a dollar? Are you kidding me? All this goodness for a
What?
dollar?
I had that one wake up and that compilation, Wake Up and Smell the Carcass CD at one
Yeah,
time.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you take off the slip case and it's JFK's brain. It got,
Yeah,
blown apart. And
it's the
it's
picture
like,
of him on the
dear
slab.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But, and
I
I
had the
didn't know what to
CD. It was on the
expect.
CD too.
Yeah. Cause I got it and I put it in because I was like, oh, well, it's Carcass. I know if Heartwork or not. So this could,
Yeah.
no, this was the early shit. I'm just like,
Yeah.
oh, right.
Yes.
No, cool cover and all. Sold that son of a bitch because I just like I can't deal with that sound.
No,
I'm not
man.
going to listen to that.
I'm not. Yeah, even when I listen to it, I've listened to the cassette like once, I think. I'm like, God, this is just so brutal. I'm glad that Carcass is out there, but God, this too, it's not my taste. But I'm glad that
Exactly.
they've changed as well.
Right
So,
on.
yeah, well, my number five, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at, because you've had a similar band, similar genealogy earlier on. This is Heaven and Hell, The Devil You Know.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, great album.
Black Sabbath, let's just say
Yeah,
that.
Black Sabbath, the Dio era. We're talking Mob Rules, and we're talking
And Hell.
Heaven and Hell, and I mean, as far as the sound
Dehumanizer.
goes, Dehumanizer.
Oh, that's a great album too.
It really sounds a lot like Dehumanizer in that way, that sludgy. So I love that album, like you said,
Yeah,
amazing
dude.
album. Yeah, I mean, just if I, it's just like a return of that era of Sabbath, and that's what I like about it, because it's not always intense. I mean, Sabbath always has those dirgy kind of songs, and they kind of like lean into that sometimes
Yeah.
and get that slower kind of stuff. But it's great hearing Ronnie; his vocals sound great.
Yeah.
Like Adam and Eve and Bible Black are both like really, really good
Oh, Bible
tracks.
Black still fucking
Yeah,
good.
I know, man.
When that was released, I'm like, holy fuck, man, this is like prime Sabbath here. This is Ronnie here. I was like, shit.
Oh yeah, I love that era. I mean, I'm the only guy I know in our group who doesn't like the Tony Martin era. I'm sorry. There are like five songs out of the whole era that I can say I like.
You're
And
wrong, but
I've
it's okay.
tried, but
I know.
I can't listen to the, was it Headless Cross? It just
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh yeah. No, it's part of it is the drums. I hear the drums and they sound 10 feet tall, but in a bad way. It's that 80s compressed,
Well,
elongated.
C Cozy Powell drummed on the Headless Cross and the Tear, the
Did
next
he?
album too, of that era.
Okay. It's just the
And
sound of it is hurts me. And I just don't like Tony Martin as a singer for Black Sabbath. It just doesn't fit in with the band dynamics. He's a great singer who kind of came out of nowhere to join Black Sabbath. So it's a great
sure.
story. But it doesn't fit. I mean, like, especially after you hear Dio, the power that he has, and Martin
Right.
is sounds his vocal range is a little higher. It's thinner.
Yeah.
But so he brings something that different to it. But I just thought the songwriting was really bad.
Well, you're not the
Music was
only one
boring,
that felt that way because this was their least commercially successful era ever for the band. So they had such shortened tours here. I mean, they went from arenas to theater setting or something, even less
Yeah,
than that.
sure.
Well,
Yeah.
and even in England and stuff, I mean, they still weren't selling out things. And
That's
I don't
probably
think
why they
he.
said, Ozzy, you got to come back. We need the money.
I think so. And I think also none of those albums really charted. But
Well,
out of the four albums that they did with Tony Martin, I mean, there's only the one that I think is absolutely fucking god awful, and that's for Forbidden. That was the last one with Tony Martin. That's
okay.
really bad. Like, I mean, you got Ice-T on a track with him, with Black Sabbath. Like, what the fuck?
I think they were trying to do the song. It was Ice-T and Slayer for the, remember they did the song for the movie,
Yeah, Judgment Night.
War, we don't want your war, or whatever it was, I think. Yeah. Which is ended up being a good track,
But I was just
but
like,
Ice-T's
Ice-T would.
hardcore though. I mean, I get
Yeah.
it. He is really hardcore, and I think he
Yeah,
likes metal. So
you
I
know.
haven't listened to the, I haven't listened to the track, but
Yeah,
I,
no.
you know,
No,
but
there's no need to ever listen to that album, period. It's just,
okay.
it's the
Oh,
biggest
I
stuff.
did.
It's the biggest turd up there with Never Say Die and Technical Ecstasy, so don't even.
Yeah, Never Say Die is really bad. That's a bad album.
Really bad. Just the title track's the best part of that album. That's it.
Yeah, and I don't mind the riff in Never Say Die, for the verses.
Yeah.
It's got a, it's kind of it's way too bright and jumpy, but it just kind of builds up. I'm like,
Uh-huh.
oh, it sounds like we're just playing in regular chords now. We're not tuned down. It doesn't feel dark and sludgy and evil,
Like traditional Sabbath. Yeah.
So, but anyway, Heaven and Hell, The Devil You Know. I
Awesome
think you would
choice.
like it. Yes, thank you. All right, Chop, number four for you.
Number four, Anthrax, For All Kings.
Oh.
This 2016 2015. This was their 11th album overall. This is the second album with the return of Joey Belladonna, because the first one was Worship Music,
which was phenomenal.
Phenomenal album.
Yes.
This one, actually, I took this album to a Horror Hound convention.
Kids. Horror Hound, not Horror Hound.
Yeah, Horror Hound. Yeah.
Horror
Hound. But I took this album with me because Charlie Benante was a 2018 Horror Hound in Cincinnati, and he signed
it. Oh, cool.
I met him and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Did you invite him on the show?
Back then, I didn't know we were going to be this big. So
we are huge.
Immense. We don't have any time for ourselves. We're so busy with the show.
That's right.
Anyway,
Chop broke his ankle just to, so we can have more time. And don't worry, kids. We got like 20 shows where Chop has broke his ankle. It's just, they're keeping everyone safe.
Yeah.
Usually when you're not here, like the last show we did last time, I talked about, you know, you had pulled a groin pulling accident again. So
it happens.
You know, I know for as frequently as you pull.
Hey, leave me alone, kids. It's the only action I get, all right?
That's right. All right.
So,
Mary Kate or Ashley? Yes.
So I was, I met him, and it's almost like there was nobody else around him.
Yeah,
surprising.
Really?
It's almost like he didn't really want to be bothered. And I like Charlie; he's a phenomenal drummer. And but I asked him. I said, "So any news on a follow up to For All Kings? When it's a work in progress. We're working on it." And that's pretty much all I had with him. Shook his hand and stuff. Thanked him, and it's almost like he just didn't really want to take the time.
That's too bad.
Maybe that was, I don't know. Yeah, but I mean, I got to meet him, got his autographed copy. Yeah. But songs I would recommend off that album are "Through the Rain," "Blood Eagle Wings," "Defend/Avenge," which is a fucking killer track. But "Blood Eagle Wings" is killer too, like a ballad almost type. But it's based on the title actually got from it's a Polish torture tactic they use on prisoners.
Nice.
Where they basically cut you down your spine and take your rib cage and fold it out on the outside of your back.
Sweet.
So, Blood Eagle Wings.
I love it.
Yeah, that's actually true. So,
yeah, but, people think of the worst ways to hurt each other, you know?
The video is very graphic, but it's an awesome fucking song itself. So, do yourselves a favor. It's well worth that the listen. The whole album's really good. We're all kings.
And wasn't Benante, isn't he playing with someone
Pantera.
Else? Pantera, along with Zakk Wylde.
Yes.
So who's left? Just the singer? Bass player? Like the original members?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Phil Anselmo and Rex Brown, that's it.
Okay. I think it's an interesting combination of musicians. I'd never think Zakk Wylde and Charlie Benante would play together, you know?
Now, in September, finally, the new Anthrax album is coming out. It's called Cursum Perficio.
Yes.
And the first single, it's for the kids. Man, it sounds like classic Anthrax, man.
Oh, really?
And the video throws it back to like the Madhouse video. That's kind of a throwback to that. So it's really good.
Okay.
Song.
They're going back to the original New York hardcore that they used to be.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Really good
that's good. I love Anthrax. I mean, I really do. Both eras.
So
the John Bush era is solid. You know, really good.
Yeah.
So
underrated.
Yeah, because we saw that show together with John Bush.
Stop World War II.
Yeah, that was great. They played Parasite. That was a surprise. I'm like, oh, and they did a great job. They killed it.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. My number four is one your favorite thrash band, Chop Top. We're talking Testament, Brotherhood of the Snake.
What the fuck did I think of that? But then, okay.
Yeah, what the fuck,
okay,
man?
We covered it. We covered it. We got good taste. We know.
We
now
know. This is a surprise. See, we did the deep dive into Testament.
Sure.
One of our last deep dives, kids. It's just too exhausting, especially when some of us choose bands with like 23 albums. this is. Testament is one of those bands, as we will say always and always, they get better with every album. How is this possible? And yet they are still kind of looked at in a different tier than like the Anthrax or the Metallica.
Than the Big Four,
In the Big Four. They are still, I think, most consistent of those bands. And they get just better and better. And so Brotherhood of the Snake is got this concept album kind of things with secret societies and things like that. So they'd write these really
Yeah.
fun lyrics. And so I would say Brotherhood of the Snake, The Pale King are both, great tracks, but
Pale King. Oh my God, is killer.
yes, it's just
So.
killer. But I mean, if you want like rip your fucking face off kind of thrash, then you cannot get any better than Testament. So yeah, Brotherhood of
And
the
Chuck
Snake.
Billy, God bless Chuck Billy. He gets stronger and stronger vocally. I
Yeah.
swear. He's just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I still love Low. Like, I remember
Oh,
back in the
yes, right
day when that album came out, I heard it for the first time. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Wow. That
Right.
is
Don't Face
wow.
God.
Especially when he hit
Low.
that, and on the title track. Yeah. It's just like,
Yeah.
overhearing Chuck Billy sing that really low, like, holy cats. I was doing a radio show at the time at the college where I was teaching. And I remember playing that, like, I'm going to fucking blow everyone's mind. So I put that under, like, yeah, it was great.
Great stuff.
Okay, hey, we are
Okay.
down to our top three
Top three.
kitties. Whew, this has
All right.
gone very well.
Yes. I
Number three.
chose number three, Megadeth Dystopia.
Oh,
This
okay.
2016 release, their 15th album. It won a Grammy that year also. So they won a Grammy, their first Grammy Award. Not that who gives a fuck about the Grammys, but it's interesting. It's nice to see metal finally getting respected,
Yes, finally getting
not
some
choosing
respect.
Jethro Tull is the best metal
Which,
performance over Metallica.
yes,
But
it's, I
anyway.
mean, let's put him in his regular category, not metal.
Yeah. Songs you can't go wrong with. It's a really solid album. Dystopia, Death from Within, Poisonous Shadows. Just really solid work. And the drum work was done none other than Chris Adler, who came over from Lamb of God when he left there. He did this album. He did the tour, I believe, but then he ended up leaving. And then they got really oh they got what's his name from Soilwork, Dirk
Oh, Dirk.
Vermeer. We met, yeah, which
Yeah, it would be awesome.
fantastic.
I hope that he comes on the show. That'd be
Oh
great.
man, that'd be great.
Yeah, because
Something on the books.
Soilwork has another album coming out, right? Don't they have an album?
They got an album out
Yeah.
too.
I'm excited. I want to hear more of them. I really like their music.
I like Soilwork, yeah. So, but yeah, this Megadeth Dystopia. I mean, they did their last album, the self-titled. Yeah, I got that, of course. And then Sick and the Dying and the Dead before that. It's solid stuff. I mean, you could tell the wear and tear on Dave's voice. I mean, Dave wasn't going to win a Golden Crooner Award. He's not
Yeah.
known for his vocal abilities, but there's a couple spots and a couple tracks like, ooh, cringy. Like he
Oh,
gets these
wow.
good notes, like, hey. Like, they do a cover, ironically enough, of Ride the Lightning by Metallica as the bonus track on this.
Huh.
And it's like should never have been. Musically, it's on point. I mean, it's everything,
Sure.
Zach, but vocally,
But he's
ooh,
not the
not a way
vocals
to
of
close
that.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know that's a
Excuse me.
turn off for a lot of people, his vocal styles. Just like King Diamond, you either get it
Yeah.
or you don't. And sometimes Mustaine's good and I don't think about it, but like when I hear objectively, I listen to Holy Wars, I'm like, this is kind of a it's a nasally, real nasally, and I can see that. It's not like listening to Alter Bridge, and hearing those big soaring vocals. It's a different style, but yeah.
Excuse me.
But I have not listened to a Megadeth album in a long time. I think the last thing I listened to might have been Hidden Treasures or Cryptic Writings,
Oh, okay. Yeah.
that long ago. So I know they've put albums out, but I've just not listened to any of it. I think I just like stop caring, But
Yeah.
I'll go back to it and check that one out
Yeah,
and
check it out.
it's just like I we've seen I think I've seen them twice, and the first time was with you. Right at the Clash of the Titans,
Back
which
to
was
Titan,
awesome.
man.
And the second time it was when I don't think it was. I
Oh,
think it was by
we
Bobby.
saw them at they played Ozfest 98 when we went to Akron
Did
River
they?
Bowl.
Oh, I
Yeah,
don't
they were
remember
doing
that
the
at all.
Cryptic Writings
Oh,
tour.
fuck. I don't remember that at
Yeah.
all. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've
And
seen them thrice.
I saw him. I saw him three times because I saw him on the Gigantour tour
Oh,
also with
right.
Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last time I saw him, it was down in the pavilion, Jacob's, or the little pavilion on the down by Nautica, and it
Yeah.
was Anthrax and Testament, or not Anthrax, Testament and Megadeth and Slayer,
Layer, yeah.
and they were all celebrating
What
big
a bill.
anniversary albums. So like Souls of Black, Rust in Peace, and
Seasons.
Seasons in the Abyss, and they
Yeah.
all played those albums in entirety, which was
Lucky
really
fucker.
awesome. I'm like, I had no idea what was going to happen. I'm like, well, fuck, that's great.
Great, dude.
So yeah, that was a good show. Ah, okay. My number three, is from one of my favorite bands, and this is a kind of a different album for them, but it is also very exemplary of how they progressed as a band. They're from Sweden. They're a dark melodic black metal band called Opeth. I absolutely love this band, and in their first earlier albums are a little harder to listen to, even though they're really melodic. It's just the death metal. I can't understand what's being sung, but it's the production value is less. You know, it's just it sounds a little messy, a little sloppy, but they're still great albums. But Pale Communion, is like an album like Damnation. Like Damnation pissed off a lot of fans because they were like, what are you can't do clean vocals. You can't do acoustic guitar. And they're like, nah, we can do whatever we want. You know, I'm like, yes. So I know a lot of the early fans don't like stuff like In Vain Incautum, and like, I just love to see how the band progresses and becomes more and more complex and interesting. Even this last album was
Last Will and Testament,
Last Will and Testament. It's so good, but there's like nothing that I can pull out as like identifiable or memorable, like, because it's so complex, and you know, it's like it doesn't feel like Harlequin Forest. There's a melody, there's a harmony to it that I really love. I can, like, you know,
it's like you listen to a new album and you're like, there's not the single, the one you can just
yeah,
put
you
in your
don't
mouth
have
and
anything, yeah, but it's just packed and it's interesting, really great. But Pale Communion has songs like Eternal Rains Will Come. You hear these lush harmonies that are just gorgeous. Cusp of Eternity, which is, you know, kind of like this nice driving kind of beat, and it's kind of with, again, a lot of great harmonies and vocals. And then River, which is like almost, it's a country, you know, almost bluegrass, in the beginning, before, you know, and like, it's such a great album and such an interesting album. I mean, it doesn't compare to like Blackwater Park because it's like it almost feels like a different band, you know. But I just love that they take those risks, and every album is going to be an exploration, you know, a journey. So, but anyway, I had to have Opeth on here. And so, yeah, Pale Communion,
Good
2014.
choice. All right.
Number two for you,
Number
Chop.
two. Number two. I'm going with
We haven't matched.
Nevermore.
We've not matched at all. We've not gingerly touched our
No.
tips one time.
That's not sword fighting, crossed our streams. Nevermore, The Obsidian Conspiracy, 2010. This is their seventh album, final album right now, the last with World Name, for sure. To date, I'd say, Nevermore is just a band that I just their self-titled album. I've been, I talked about it before when we did our underrated bands with Dr. Doug
And
Helberman
didn't Kern
and
Murphy used to play with Nevermore, right? He was the touring guitarist.
touring.
Yeah, that's right.
But songs you go, I love the whole album. But Determination, Proclamation, Emptiness, Obstructed, which was a single and video put out for that, and the title track, The Obsidian Conspiracy alone. So, just they're never disappoint. Whirl was such a unique vocalist, and a lot of his lyrics were almost like poetry in a lot of ways. You go through and read some of the stuff that he wrote about, and musically, I mean, you just got they were just titans. I mean, Jeff Loomis on guitar, Van Williams drummer, Jim Shepherd original bass player, who came over from Sanctuary along with Whirl as they played with that too. But Nevermore, Obsidian Conspiracy. I just throw a dart at any other catalog, you're not going to be disappointed. They're
All
just
right.
a strong, consistent band.
We
They're just
saw
excellent.
them. We saw them with Open for King Diamond, right? Them and Nile. I think it
So,
was
yeah.
Nevermore.
I believe you're, yeah. It was
And
Nevermore. Yeah.
that was my first time hearing their music. I really liked it. I thought, oh, this is really good. And I started listening to them, like, yeah, they got some good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, like I seen them on Gigantor as well. They performed
Oh,
there.
nice.
Actually got my This Godless Endeavor. They were touring for that album. I got that CD signed by the band. So,
Oh, awesome. That's
other
cool.
than Worrell, I said, well, where's Worrell at? He's back in the, he didn't want to come out or something. I want to participate in it. I'm like, fuck.
Got to
You
see
know,
the
you
fans, man. The fans are giving you the life that you have. Spend some time with us. That's all.
But I mean, hey, I got all the four other members, so
That's
it's.
great. That's great. My number two pick is from a band that we are going to be doing a slugfest on. That's right. We're doing a wonderful start slugfest of two Carcass albums, Heartwork and Surgical Steel. And this is Surgical Steel, my number two pick for the best metal album of the 2010s. There had been a 20-year gap between Heartwork and Surgical Steel, but you would not know that if you put on this album.
Not at all.
No, it's like, holy fuck, did you guys record this like the day after you let Heartwork out? And immediately, I think like the first track was called 1985 or something like that. You're like,
Yeah.
and it gets right into Thrasher's Abattoir, which is just a blistering
Fuck
track. But like Cadaver Pouch Conveyor System, again, hilarious. Great. And then one of my favorites on the whole album is Granulating Dark Satanic Mills. I love the chorus. There's chanting numbers. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck they're saying, but it's awesome. Yeah, I just really like this band. It's one of the few bands I would really love to have on show. And I keep on like looking at all the free stuff that we get from wonderful our wonderful sponsors. Now, I won't say sponsors because that's going to be a triggering word, but they do give us music.
Absolutely.
I'm waiting to see whether what label they're on. Like, oh, maybe they're on Metal Blade or
Yeah.
like if an album comes out, then I could ask, hey, Kelly at Metal Blade, could you talk with the guys? Because they've done that for us before. So,
Yeah.
yeah. So we're just putting it out there.
Well,
Kelly, putting it out there.
I'll tell you, and Bill Steer, the guitar player for Carcass, is fucking monster.
Yeah.
His ripping and stuff is, and he's got really tasteful solos too.
Yes, it's very melodic and there's not a, it's very yes, the more kind of slow and bendy, a lot of big vibrato in that. But then yeah, even the faster stuff is really, really good. And their drummer's
Terrific.
a like their new drummer, he's a young kid. I'll say relatively young because the other guys are like our age, but they
Amazing.
sound phenomenal. And I am so excited to be doing that slugfest because Richard Clark from Among These Ashes will be joining us for that slugfest. Unless
Yes.
this episode comes out after that. I don't know how I got it arranged, but
Yes.
well, it may be news or spoiler alert. So that was my number two.
Excellent.
Okay, we are down to our number one album, the top metal album of the 2010s. And Chop Top, what is your number one album?
Like I said, any day, any switch up numbers or these things, like I said at the beginning of the show, but I'm going to represent a band that I'm a huge fan of again. Saxon Thunderbolt in 2018. This is their 22nd album in 2018.
Saxon? Hey,
Yeah.
Thunderbolt? Okay.
22nd.
Wow.
The title track I'd recommend is the Secret of Flight, the second song, phenomenal. Epic song Nosferatu. And they played rock and roll, their tribute to Motorhead. Actually,
Oh,
the video, I think they
nice.
have clips for like Lemmy and Phil Campbell and all that in there.
Oh,
So,
nice.
yeah, it's really cool. And it sounds like Motorhead because I know they toured together many times. Lemmy was obviously friends with Biff Byford, the singer, Saxon, and
Yeah.
stuff. And I think they were all friends and stuff, and they knew
Yeah.
each other. So it's
And
a nice
we,
tribute, but
that's
it
good.
sounds like a Motorhead song. Like I could hear Lemmy playing this and
Oh,
Phil jamming.
nice. Oh, that's
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saxon has some good music. They have some stuff that's really stinkers too. It's just some of it's a throwaway. But it was great having Nibs on the show, Nibs Carter.
Oh,
That
fantastic. Yeah.
he was like interviewing someone on from Spinal Tap, but in real life, if,
Such
that's what it felt like to me.
a
It's
character,
like,
man. What a
yes.
blast.
Hold on, I gotta get some more wine, and just like walking around his house. Well, this is my bedroom. I'm like, oh, nice. Yeah, it was just awesome. That's just awesome. Oh,
Yeah,
good.
that's a great album.
I did not know that you like Saxon that much. I really didn't.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of their discography. Not
Oh,
all 22
well, that
releases,
doesn't surprise
but
me.
yeah, I wasn't going to surprise you.
You had a phase, let's just call it that, where you were exhuming to consume. I need more stuff. Yes. Okay. Well, that's cool, man. That's a great choice for you, Chop. Very good. Now, my number one album is from a really exciting band. It's a metalcore band from Ukraine. And a band called Ginger. And their album King of Everything. This was their breakthrough album. This is the song that has Pisces on it. And that was like the huge fucking thing because everyone could see like how fucking beautiful Tatiana is, but you
And
also
her
see
range.
how fucking amazing her vocal ranges are, both her clean and her death. And I noticed like on the YouTube video, when she hits that really high note at the end,
Yeah.
they took off the on the album, there's death metal growls on there too. I'm like, no, it should just be her high range. I don't want to hear death metal growls on top of that, you know. So that's the version that I prefer than what was on the album. But other songs are I Speak Astronomy, Just Another, which is this is the first song I heard from them was Just Another. And I'm like, oh, what a who, oh, this is a great band. I love that real intense groove they've got, really amazing rhythm section, you know. And just and then seeing her range, I was impressed that she did the death metal growls. I'm like, well, that's really cool. But then she came in with the clean. I'm like, holy fuck, this girl can sing.
And
And
she can just drop it on a dime too. It's amazing. And
yes,
she lifts it so
effortlessly.
cleanly and effortlessly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's just amazing, especially when you watch like the live version of Perennial. You know, she goes back and forth, or hear like some music commentators, the people who can sing.
Yeah.
There's one that Dreadbull really likes. She has red hair. I forget her name. She will go back and rewind, and she's like, "Oh fuck, how does she do that? It's just
Transition
effortlessly, so quickly back and forth. Yeah, no break."
is amazing,
So,
yeah.
yeah, and they're really getting their due. I mean, Ginger's out there opening for other backs. They're headlining their own tours. I mean, they're really riding that wave, you know. Because we had reached out, and they were too busy to be on the show, but at least they didn't say no, don't ever ask again. But after this tour, Tatiana,
Love
Chop
to
and I
have
will be
you.
reaching out to you and seeing maybe you have some time to join our humble show.
Be awesome. Oh,
Yeah. Ooh. Now, I know it's gonna be shocking. I had some also brands, because you make a list like this, a top 10 of anything is just ridiculous. So I started with like a top 23 or something, and I'm like careful on narrowing down. I'm like, no, but I do have three also brands. So do you have any titles that you think you would like to bring to this list?
I did think you mentioned some that I fucking forgot. How could I forget my favorite thrash metal band, Testament? Of course,
Now they won't come on. Thank you, Chop.
it, Brotherhood of the Snake, and then of course the Queensryche. You mentioned, Human Conditioned Human. Because, oh my God, was it Hellfire? That song, fuck me, it's a great song.
Oh, yeah.
And the production of that album too is just tremendous too.
Yes, it sounds really good. It sounds modern and clean, but it doesn't sound overly. It sounds good. It sounds like them, you know. And those twin lead guitar acts, especially like in the very first song, it's coming in. It's like, oh, it sounds very much like a vintage '80s Queensryche sound, you know, like
I think
nice.
one band I know you're not a fan of, but I forgot the Rivers of Nile. Where
I only
Owls
heard
Know
one
My Name.
album. It was bad. That's all.
Where the Owls Know My Name or whatever like that. Really busted them on the scene, got them noticed and stuff. And I
Okay.
love that album.
Yeah.
It's like it's technical deathcore basically.
Oh, okay. Well, the album that I listened to was just really bad, but it could have just been a bad album. You know, like I've only heard one Gore album, and it was This Toilet Earth, and everyone says, "Oh, that's their shittiest album." I'm like, okay, but I just never had a desire to come back to them. You know.
So,
Yeah.
but yeah, I mean, that'd be one other mention I put in there. Definitely on some Rivers of Nile. So,
Excellent. Well, my first also ran this is from a band that you had on your list. This is Anthrax Worship Music. Yeah, I mean, the fact that we
have a
talked about
great
it
album
earlier, I
too.
looked down my list like, yeah, I know that one's a great album. Yeah, because I honestly had not listened to the one that you had listened to. So the
You
newer one
want.
after this, but I thought Worship Music, I was like, oh. And it didn't seem to be any hostility about like Joey Donnell leaving. Like he wanted to do his own thing for a while, and like it seemed to be very, very copacetic. And I liked that. I like that. And I thought, yeah, again, John Bush,
And
phenomenal.
you know what's interesting with the return of Belladonna, because I mean I love the old stuff too,
Yeah.
but they definitely matured as a band. You could hear a
Yes.
mature sound and in writing too, the
Yes.
lyrically and everything
Yeah.
with
And yes, and now they're bringing that maturity to the sound they had 40 years ago, you know, which I really think is really cool too then. You know, like yeah, so I'm excited about the new album. I'm excited about it
Dude.
coming up. Yeah.
Cursed and Proficio.
Yeah. All right, do you have another also brand?
Not offhand, I can think. I can look around at my collection and probably just go, eh, throw a dart at
Okay.
anything. That's a lot of darts.
Well, I will give you this one. I think this one you're gonna punch yourself in the nuts for not including an album from this band. Okay, are you
Okay,
ready?
all
I
right.
want to see it.
I'm ready.
This is
Ready to punch my
a little.
balls.
This is a little album called White Devil Armory by Overkill.
Fuck me.
Exactly. Punch,
Son of a.
punch it. Sack that in. I feel
You
nothing.
son of
Yeah,
a bitch.
2014 White Devil Armory.
Fuck.
Overkill is one of those other bands like Testament that just gets better and better every album. And I like how they've experimented too. Like I like those early years, not as much though as I kind of like Relics, which has got that groove, This Is Love and that album, that song. But I've liked all the incarnations of this band, and I think you were the one who turned me on to them. Although I remember when I was in college, I did buy it. It was Under the Influence, I think.
Okay.
They had the album. It was because it was $1.99, and
Okay.
I think that was my first. Is that the one, or is it Hello from the Gutter? What's the one where there's like a, you know, the
Yeah, that's a
mascot
hello
is like
from.
flying?
Yeah, he's in a sewer or whatever.
Yeah, that one. Was it Hello from the Gutter?
Hello from the gutters on there.
Okay, that's the album that I got for $1.99, and it wasn't what I was into at the time, but I liked it, but this band we have seen multiple times together. This band just gets better and better and better every album.
Never disappoint live. Never
Yeah,
disappoint.
so Overkill was my number two.
It.
I
Can't talk myself out
I
of them.
know top tens are
Oh,
tough, man. I have one more. If you got one, throw it out. No?
No, I'm
Okay.
done. I'm
All right. This one was just a sentimental pick because it's the band's swan song up to now. But Rush, Clockwork Angels,
quiet.
2012. Their final album, and it is so poignant, and it's a concept album, and some of the best music I think that they'd ever done. And it's like the
Yeah.
one of the tracks sounds just like Bastille Day, going back to the early sound, Headlong Flight has that kind of
Oh,
big
dude.
open
Yeah.
feel. And then, The Garden's just going to make you cry. It's just how it was. But that was the last time I saw Rush. But I'm excited that maybe we get a chance to see them again. So I'm just happy. But yeah, Clockwork Angels is just such a good album. And while not a metal album, it is still an amazing rock album from one of the
Yes, it is.
best
Ever.
power trios in music. And yeah. This has been a really fun episode, man.
Absolutely. A lot of
Yeah,
fun.
I have missed you.
Well, same here, buddy. I miss me too. No, I'm kidding. No,
Yes.
I miss you too, bud. Same here.
Yeah. This is my therapy, my lifeline to reality. The podcast is how I'd say it. But
Yeah,
yeah, this is good.
that's
This is
great
good.
stuff.
And you give me some new bands to look at, and I
Yeah,
will do that. And I'll check out
give me
especially
a
Lamb of God.
give me an honest assessment what you feel. I'm
What was
agreeing.
that? Was Lamb of God and what else? There was
Oh my
a.
God, let me. I think I got. Oh, Megadeth,
Oh, Megadeth. Okay.
Dystopia, Death Angel, Evil Divide.
Death Angel. Okay.
Anthrax for all kings.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. I got a lot to look forward to listening to.
Yeah. Good stuff, man.
Well, this has been fun. So, hey, kids, you can find Heavy Metal Horror on unsaneradio.com. Listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. On Instagram, look for Montag Lewis, one word. Our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If you're watching, that's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know someone who would like our show, tell them about us. This has been Montag, Master of Illusion.
It chopped up.
And you've been watching and listening to Heavy
Heavy. Oh.
Metal Horror.
This is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.